Listening Library presents The Book of Blood and Shadow by Robin Wasserman. Read for you by Emily Janice Card. All things that move between the quiet poles shall be at my command. Emperors and kings are but obeyed in their several provinces, nor can they raise the wind or rend the clouds. But his dominion that exceeds in this stretcheth as far as doth the mind of man. A sound magician is a mighty god. The Tragical History of Dr. Faustus, Christopher Marlowe. Part 1. The Blood-Dimmed Tide. Now I want spirits to enforce, art to enchant, and my ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer. The Tempest, William Shakespeare. 1. I should probably start with the blood. If it bleeds, it leads, and all that, right? It's all anyone ever wants to know about anyway. What did it look like? What did it feel like? Why was it all over my hands? And the mystery blood, all those unaccounted-for antibodies, those faceless corkscrews of DNA, who left them behind? But beginning with that night, with the blood, means that Chris will never be anything more than a corpse, bleeding out all over his mother's travertine marble. Adrian, nothing but a dead-eyed headcase, rocking and moaning, her clothes soaked in his blood.